This show may contain strong language and adult humour.
You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
So, welcome to another show. Another show, another however amount of time since we had it up the last one and actually put it up.
Yes.
Since we're a bit erratic.
We are, but at least we're semi-regular.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
Well, we've got at least 1 hour a month.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
They're getting it for notes.
Yeah.
You know, like nobody can complain. So this was £2.95 from Glug.
Yeah. So it might be cheaper elsewhere because Glug is in the city centre and a little bit on the high
side. It's got that little bit exclusivity price.
Yeah.
That kind of.
But if you're in the middle of town, and by the
town
time
town being Newcastle upon Tyne.
Yes. It's cheap if then having to get
a
bus.
Yeah. And they've got lots of other things in the shop. It's,
yeah.
It's a nice. It's
like
nice saffron. So this is prepared by Wylam and Northern Monk Breweries.
It must be a collab.
It is a red rye and juniper infused Nordic ale called Broodier Blood.
So does this, mean,
like
does this mean we're going to do some pillaging at
Broodier Blood. Some of that, it's Nordic. And it's 6% in a 330ml So we need to go rate pillage.
So it's two very, very good breweries.
Yes. Wylam's done a number of collaborations recently.
Yeah, they seem to do lots of collaborations. But they're quite. Wow. That smells nice.
Oh.
Obviously, with them, the juniper is it has a slight gin smell to it. See, that's my knowledge of gin, it has junipers in.
Is that all you know about gin?
Yeah.
It is horrible. I'm glad we don't do a gin review podcast.
I want to do some gin because that's like what everybody's drinking now.
Yeah, but I can't stand the stuff. And then it gets worse when you put tonic in. This does smell really good though. The juniper is really strong through
it.
Have you tasted it?
Yes, I'm just trying to think of the flavour.
Juniper.
Juniper, yes. Well, I don't know what junipers taste like.
Exactly like that.
Like that?
Well, I'd say so. Although that's got beer with it. And
it's really. Right, what I'm going to say here.
A caramelly malt behind it as well, I think. To
if you had that exact flavour, you warmed it up, put gravy granules in, you'd make an awesome gravy. For lamb.
Yeah.
But it's a nice beer.
Well, that's because it's juniper.
Yeah.
And possibly. Maybe thyme?
Yeah, that's what
maybe
I'm saying.
It's
got
an infusion of thyme or something with it.
It doesn't have any ingredients in it. But it definitely has that very. Almost. Yeah. It does. Not thyme, rosemary.
That's the one. Well, that could be because juniper's similar to that.
Is it? I don't know.
It is when
I've
eaten it.
I've never had. How middle class are you?
You never had a juniper berry?
No.
What? You're the one that, like, eats. Kale and they're like, oh, asparagus is the best thing.
I only know they exist because they mention it in Life of Brian.
Berry?
No, the first time I heard about it was when I watched Life of Brian.
Oh, yeah, but that was years ago. I mean, he must have been about two when he first watched.
Do you
that.
Get it in Tesco's?
Juniper berries? You probably can't.
No, you can't.
I'm sure you can.
I get all like the ugly fruits and dragon fruits.
I don't think they're ugly.
Old wench fruits and everything.
They're a bit middle class, I think. I don't know, I'm not a juniper connoisseur.
When I was doing the pairing, I was tempted to get tinned asparagus.
Why would you tin asparagus? Like, who thinks, oh, we're going to be in a nuclear war, let's tin asparagus?
So what we're going to do, we're going to pair this, because I've got three more things that middle class people would eat.
Are they all sweet?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, see. A side of lamb would have really good.
Oh, yes, I've just got a side of lamb in my Tesco's carrier bag.
Well,
I'm just going to get the side of lamb out. So this is mango and chilli popcorn with crunchy coconut curls.
What I will say is they're going to sell this at Wylam, and Wylam do food.
Yeah.
That is
if they
possibly going to be a really... really nice pairing.
So next time up with the Doolama, we're getting that.
What are these bits?
I
don't know. Like,
I think they're the coconut curls that go with it.
They are, but why would you put them in the bag? Like, surely they're just going to drop to the bottom.
Well, no, because I've got them from the top.
They taste like crap dried coconut.
Yeah. It's as if they're trying to bulk it out, isn't it?
Yeah. But surely, something's, you're going to end up at the bottom of the bag with all the coconut, because they're going to fit between the bits of popcorn. The coconut's horrible.
No. Eat one of them. Horrible.
What, the popcorn?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the coconut out of my teeth.
Like, why fuck we cook with popcorn? What's the obsession with pissing about
what
popcorn?
What flavour popcorns is meant to be?
Mango?
It tastes like...
That does not taste like any
floor mango. Cleaner?
It tastes like, you know when you get a tropical, a cheap...
Go in the air.
A cheap tropical week. Sweet. The taste of just...
No, it doesn't.
Nothing.
It tastes like flat, yeah.
So...
Flash. It tastes exactly how Flash smells.
Tesco's finest, though.
Oh, you can get the chilli taste at the back. The chilli bit's alright. If you get the chilli, that's good.
I just don't know, popcorn, right? When did they decide that it needed to be fannied on with?
A bit of salt. Salted. Or
a bit of butter.
Or a bit of butter. You know,
a bit of butter. If you've been a fat bastard, there's nothing wrong with the sweet
coffee,
popcorn.
Yeah.
But
all you don't, it doesn't need anything else other
know,
than them.
All these different types that they try and do. I've never had one and went, ooh, that's nice. There was one of them, it was fucking fat-free one. I went, that's fucking popcorn. You're spending more money because you put nothing on the popcorn. And it was more money.
Wasn't it? More money for popcorn that had been...
was fat-free.
So they got the corn.
They'd popped it.
They'd popped it.
And put it in a bag.
So the whole process is less man-hours. There is less ingredients.
Yeah, so basically they went, oh, we're not going to put you through the tasty machine. We're going to put you straight in a bag. We're going to put it as... low fat.
Ah, well, that's because fat people are gullible, aren't they? They're going to pay more
well,
money
no,
for
no,
fat free popcorn.
No, it's the skinny people must be gullible because they're buying it. The fat
well,
people are buying it.
That's a fair
the
point.
The fat people are out buying 20 pence.
Airs.
Chocolate
but
things in the last episode.
You can't get fat off air.
Yeah, but when you look at it, from the last episode, we had some chocolate mousses.
They've not been sat here a week.
We record one after
people
the other.
Think the scruffy gets.
The only thing that's in the green for your daily amount is your salt.
And there's 2% of your daily amount of your salt.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, what do you put?
I wouldn't put that on my chips though.
No.
Should we get back to this beer?
Yeah.
I think it's very interesting flavours.
It's a really good beer.
It's a very nice
it's
beer.
It's going to go really well with
lamb.
With a lamb, with a meal, something with gravy.
I just want lamb now. I want a lamb dinner.
Really?
I want a lamb chop. I want next time I find this.
Just a big bit of leg of lamb.
I'm hoping, because it's been a while, I'm hoping I can find that in a shop somewhere and I'm going to save it till I have a bit of lamb.
And do a lamb gravy with it.
No, I have.
No, we'll get two. One for a lamb gravy, one to drink while you're eating.
I need three because I'm probably going to drink, because I'll probably invite you round.
Ooh.
Could you like a lamb dinner?
I like lamb.
Oh, the lammies at work are out now.
Are they?
Over the road, so when I'm typing away at my computer, I can see
the
lambs pissing about.
So you're not a farmer?
No, I'm not a farmer. I just happen to have a farm field out where I work that I can look at.
I've been looking at builders at my work.
Ooh.
They're sexy arses. Porking abs.
Are they sexy as my arse?
No, they're not. Your arse is slightly sexier.
Right, we'll finish this beer off, and then we will get back to you to the next beer.
Beer number two.
Yeah, beer number two.
So, if you haven't, hopefully, you've noticed the podcast is sounding a bit better.
Yeah.
We're trying some new audio.
Yeah. They're not interested,
are they? No, but previously, we were really slow. We need them to know we're not using that anymore.
Yes.
Because we weren't talking slow.
Yeah, so I had one episode that was really slow. We actually recorded three in that room, and the others we had to bin.
Because we were talking.
And we had some awesome beers, didn't we?
We did, it was really good.
It was
really
good
shows. And, but
we'll try and save them. We will try and save them at some point
yeah.
when we've got time, but it's just easier and more fun to record.
Yeah.
Instead of spending hours and hours slaving over an audio file, it's far funner to drink three beers and record three more.
Yeah, And then we've got some secret content for one more for the future. So beer number two is called, I can't even read that font, so I'm seeing if there's another name of it. Diabolus. And it is the Sour Imp. 10% ABV from Durham Brewery in a 330ml bottle.
Isn't it if you've got that, you can't come back from Africa at the minute?
No, that's Ebola.
Oh, right. Has that been cured now?
It has been cured.
Right.
So we'll take all stereotypes away. Africa is Ebola free.
But it was in that.
More or less, it was Ebola free. Yes.
Yeah.
On that, a nurse got fired because she went to Africa and caught Ebola. And the Department of, well, not the Department of Health, but the overseers were like, you lied. You said that you were fine because they got her to do her own assessment.
Yeah.
Which is kind of stupid.
Yeah, because
it's like getting thieves to go and judge themselves on what.
Yeah, but everybody sort of like had a bit of, went to work thinking, oh, I'm fine. It's just a bit of a cold, and then like gone to work and it's. So
yeah,
this is really dark. It's, if you put up the light, the light doesn't come through it.
The light does not come through it. It in fact absorbs all light around it.
And you smell
can smell that sour.
Yeah, is this going to like blow our faces off? So is this Durham Brewery? We did a.
We did a
brewery tour, but that's quite a loose term for it. You do get to see the brewery, but it's quite a small brewery. But basically,
highly recommend it.
It's a 2-hour talk by some mad guy in the most nicest possible way of the word mad. Arguing with his wife a bit.
Yeah.
They've got a good patter between them. They're very knowledgeable of beer.
Really good with their beer history.
Yeah. So if you're bored of brewery tours, if you've done a brewery tour, because once you've done a brewery tour, you've done them all.
Ah, and this is where we put the malt in.
Yeah.
And this is where we put the hops in.
But even the best ones with the best breweries that we know, if they're just telling you the process of brewing, it's...
Yeah.
To make beer is the same as slight variations. The only interesting is their personal story.
Yes.
Where this one was, they understood that they didn't have anything better to offer themselves, as in the brewing process. They understood that that was only going to take 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
So they got into a lot more history and knowledge, and I think
a good number of beer tastings as well with it.
Yeah, there was different beers, and it was a good different range of styles and things like that. And it really made us open our eyes to Durham Brewery a lot more. We'd had a few of their beers. We'd had some of the beers that we hadn't particularly liked. And then we'd had a couple that we really, really liked. And then I think after that, it bridged the gap of actually what had happened was we drank a couple of beers of theirs that just wasn't our style. And then after that,
we found it.
They were good.
In us.
They've got traditional beers, very traditional beers, and then they have some madder beers, of some sort of chili beers, and then they have this. It's some sour imp.
So their chili beers and a couple of others are stem from the same dark ale. I believe this one's different because.
Ooh, that's nice. Sorry, I'm just drinking that.
Yes.
So
it smells sour. It makes your eyeballs wobble.
It's not a sour way.
Oh.
It doesn't go full on in. There's a nice sourness to it, but it's not like, you know, some of them, it's like them sour sweets that like.
Rip. I was going to say, that's like a good sour sweet. It starts off sweet, it grows to a sour, it pulls your insides of your mouth in slightly, and then it's gone, and you've got a lot of flavour.
A lot of flavours coming along. You wouldn't think that was 10% at all.
No. You could,
you know, I'm drinking that, and it's like, oh, I'm gonna drink. Okay, I wouldn't drink more than a bottle of it because of the flavors in it. That is something that I would say really try and seek out because of the flavor profile is different to what I've had. I can't think of a time when I've had that flavor profile myself in a beer. That's always good when you're like, wow.
And it's interesting. It's dark because most sours we've had have had either a colour to them or they've been pale, and this is very dark. If you saw it on the table, you'd think, they're drinking a dark beer.
No. It's got a really nice mouthfeel to it. It's thick. It's like an opulent sour.
Opulent? Look at you using posh words.
No, but sours tend to tend to be that little bit like on my scale of opulence. There's certain beers that you think, right, this is a beer for savouring, or this is a beer for a certain occasion. It's not a celebration beer. I would never have a sour as a celebration beer. But this is one of those ones I think you could quite easily just sit down on a winter's night and read philosophy or read something quite in depth, or
read The Hungry Caterpillar.
Hungry Caterpillar, yes.
Yes, that's more our style.
No, but you could...
this is a very high quality sour. Mm. It really is. You know, people, sours, people love them or hate them.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of really shit sours out there. And this is high up.
What a lot of people's problem with sours, what they want to do, it's like they want to make the sourest sour they can. And it's like sours should be subtle. Well, not necessarily subtle, but it should be part of the flavour profiles. It should be, right, there's sour there, but there's also this, that, and the other. And I find with certain interesting, Tesco's now sell a sour.
Oh, that's good. What?
Did you see the picture where I nearly killed myself on a road?
Yes.
So that was actually a sour by Thornbridge.
Oh, okay.
So if you go down to our website, by now there should be a front page that says our Indiegogo site.
Yes.
That picture was me. I took that picture on a 60-mile-an-hour road, and it's quite a... It's on the mirrors. It's not as if it's not used.
No, and the nearest help's probably about half an hour away.
I was shitting myself. Like,
well, you want your own?
Yeah.
You well, that was a stupid thing.
Well, no,
because
it was. I was going. I was. Oh, this is a lovely picture. Been to Tesco's beforehand. I went right.
That's
this is
a
it.
Long way home.
Well, I was in a mood with myself, so I decided I'd go for a drive out, and I was like, wow, that looks really good. That bottle would look really good down. So I got enough. I had to get enough down a street that I was able to see a car coming. I had to put it in the middle of the road, take a pin. So, and I was like, I couldn't focus it on anything because I had to just
take it,
and nothing came. I got in the car, and then loads of cars kept coming past. I was like, whew. Oh shit, you know, when you're like, your heart's proper going,
yeah.
All the, even though I was relatively safe because I would have seen the car coming.
And the cars would have hopefully seen you.
And at worst, and it's the sheep on the road anyway, so they should be going fairly slow. Yeah. So, what should we... actually, I know the perfect thing to pair this with. It is a Belgium chocolate.
It is Tesco's finest, because Phil's got money to spend.
No, because it was on deal.
Two Belgian chocolate and caramel tarts.
But because... We probably won't eat one.
Used by the 4th of April. Now, if it's not the 4th of April when this gets released, these are out of date.
I'm just going to break
what's
bread.
This? It's just like, oh, you're only getting half because I'm going to keep the other half for me, mate.
Aye. Fuck it. Because we'll not eat all of it because we're doing a show.
Why is it slimy on the top? What on earth is
they've
that
put,
slime?
They've put slime on it.
Is it not? Tripe. They put tripe on the top, you know, like the jelly on the out of a pork pie.
That's not tripe, I think that's jelly.
Well, it could be tripe.
You talk tripe. So, that's a very good beer. I think we will finish this.
Not a great pairing, because that's a bit of a crap tart.
Yeah. So,
but this is a really
high
class. You will feel refined if you drink this.
That's the
100%.
One. You can get it from the Durham
Brewery. Tap rooms/brewery.
Yeah, at wherever it's at.
Bowburn Industrial.
Yeah. I was going to say Bowburn, but I didn't know if that was lies.
It's a bit of a maze, but it's worth going to.
Yeah. And like I said, lovely couple. The brewery tours you can get from their website. A friend got it for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So from one of these, like,
it was voucher or voucher go go
or
something like that. Yeah.
They're actually really good. Look for them, because there's quite a lot of these different brewery tours and stuff come up on them. It's where we've got like the Brewdog one, and the Bottle Shop have one occasionally,
yeah,
and stuff like that. And it's good. They tend to be good value for money and good shits and giggles. So that's our stuff. So we will finish this off, and then we will go for our final beer.
Beer number three.
Yes.
And as you called this off mic, this is a BrewDog sandwich.
Oh,
yeah. We had BrewDog previous show, we've got BrewDog this show.
Yeah, because I'm going to BrewDog, but the BrewDog AGM will have been by the time it comes out.
Phil, how was BrewDog AGM?
Oh, it was fantastic. The beers were fantastic. Is this good acting?
Yeah.
Fantastic acting.
You need to get good at acting.
It was fantastic.
And why do you need to get good at acting?
Because we're doing a movie where we're probably not going to do acting because it's more of a documentary, but there might be slight acting because it'll probably be a bit like fucking Top Gear where something really funny happens and then we don't catch it and then we decide to try and catch it and then it looks forced.
Or we do something and it's like, that was a good idea, let's do it again.
Yeah. No. Okay. Anyway, we'll get straight on
to
the beer.
Yes, get on to the beer and then we can talk more about our movie.
Yes, because I really want to try this beer.
Yes. So this is BrewDog versus Beavertown. Coffee and cigarettes in a 330ml bottle. Not coffee and cigarettes put into the bottle. This is a beer called Coffee and Cigarettes in a 330ml bottle. And it's 12.5%.
Yeah, it was about the £10 mark. What happened was I went to BrewDog and I was driving because I couldn't afford a taxi back. So that would have meant I couldn't go, and I decided, well, I'll just be on Nanny's State and have one beer. And one of my friends got this. So I decided that I'd had a quick taste of it, and then I decided that I had
You'd
to
copy
myself
them.
And I had to buy it from
were you like, oh, I'll copy you?
No, more importantly...
Oh, I'll copy you!
No, more importantly, I waited all this time.
Because, to share it.
To share it.
Because you're a good friend.
Yes. So that smells of cigarettes,
like,
of smoke.
Fucking hell, it really, it smells like my dog shit pub.
No, I would say it smells a decent, like, you know, like a really good tobacco.
A cigar.
That's what I'm going to say.
It's not quite as classy as a cigar. It's a top quality cigarette because there is that dirty tar smell to it, whereas cigars don't tend to have that. They've got a nice...
So when you taste it, a really smoky taste. A lot of smoke.
Wow.
Like, it's a sipper. It's one you enjoy.
That smacks you in the mouth of the smoke. And that is really good.
And it's nice smoke.
It is. Coffee and cigarettes is a really good name for that.
Yeah.
Because... if you shut your eyes, you can think of a chav sat there with a cigarette ashtray on a shitty
sofa. Because it's again like
and that
the other
kind
one
of grungy.
No, because this is taste of a nice smoke taste.
Yeah.
So to me, it's exactly the same as the last beer. It's an opulent beer. It's a beer of class. It's a beer that we should be discussing philosophy and politics and all sorts of mumbo jumbo rather than the normal crap we talk.
I get that dirty look. It's a really good, refined, very clever flavours. So you can get that refined feel, but it's also got, I don't know, could just be the whole connotations in the name of you know, dirty.
No, I think it's like oof. A classy smoking joint sort of image I'm getting of the image with the name, but what I'm getting is a very good smoke, but a lot of smoky, and
I love
the smoke taste. And
this is really,
you know,
is.
If you don't like the smoke taste comes in and it punches
it,
you.
It does. It's a good smoke taste.
You know, and maybe after you've drank it, it probably smells like you've had a couple of taps. But again, very opulent. So what I'm going to pair this with, it's probably something that I'm going to pair this with Whitworth's Shoot Berries and White Chocolate.
Shoot, that's shot. It's berry shots. You're meant to just swipe it up and then just go, oh, and neck it all in one.
And I think again,
it's like tequila.
Essentially, it's like rabbit food, this, isn't it?
It's just some...
Why did you get white chocolate? I've got some white chocolate.
It's some dried out grapes with some chocolate put in it to make people feel better about their lives.
Horrible chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible white chocolate.
It's really crap.
With some cranberries.
Are they cranberries? I really don't like cranberries. Is it cranberry?
I think it might be cranberries, I don't know. I've never had cystitis, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's cranberries.
Yeah, fucking awful. Why would you even buy them?
I'll have the rabbit turds.
And for that little packet, it was 60 pence.
What? I saw you coming, didn't
you? Know, for 20 pence, I could have 4 air muscles.
Did you have your bottles of expensive beer in the right? Quick, we'll put the price up with that crap fruit.
So I think what we'll do is we will and really enjoy this beer and talk crap. See? And then get back to you afterwards.
Yeah. This is a good beer.
Mm.
It's worth it. It is worth trying.
I'm keeping going
because I'm amazed.
It's definitely the smokiest beer I've ever had.
Nothing I've had has had this smoke.
And what's really interesting, and this wasn't what we planned, we've had three different beers that are three flavour profiles that we've never really had. Obviously, we've had the smoked flavour, we've had slight sours and stuff, but not this style of smoked flavour where it's like eating smoke. And we're fireheads. We quite happily have a whole day with our faces in fire, basically.
Yeah.
And cooking stuff and...
See, the smoke flavour of this, normally when you get the smoke flavour, it tastes like a wood smoke flavour. This doesn't taste like a wooden smoke flavour.
Well, it does taste like a wood smoke still.
I think it's there's more to it. There's more complexity to that smoke flavour.
I think the thing is, the coffee is very, very in the background, even though I think coffee is actually an ingredient in it.
So it could be the coffee flavours that make the smoke different.
No, very, very, very happy, very pleased with that drink. So yeah, we will get back to you for the sum up in a second. So we've had three, I think, excellent beers.
Yes, we've had
all very interesting. If you're the sort of person that seeks out flavour profiles and things like that, these are really three. These are, for our beard nerdiness, I think
these
really, really tickles our
very,
testicles.
Very different beers. They've not contrasted.
Yeah.
They've not gone badly with each other. They've either really well contrasted or they've complemented.
Yeah.
But
the thing is, we've had three beers that were different beer profiles, but they're all really nice. Sometimes we've had beers that we've never tasted before, and there's a reason we've never tasted them before, because they should never, ever have existed.
Yeah.
Because just because difference isn't good unless it tastes good.
Uh-huh.
And yet, all them three are three distinctively their own beers. You know, it's not another IPA.
So we've had Wylam Northern and Northern Monk collaboration of Broodier Blood or something like that. It's Nordic with juniper berries. So it's got the very slight gin smell to it. We have the, you read the side because they've used a font I can't understand. Diabolus, the Sour Imp by Durham Brewery. It's got a cool picture of a dragon on the front.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd just buy it for that.
Yeah.
And then we've had Brewdog and Beavertown collaboration, or Brewdog versus Beavertown, coffee and cigarettes, which really does taste of coffee.
I hope we've got that on at the AGM, because I can definitely sink one of them while listen to Nice and Sleazy. Sleazy does it every time. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we've got stuff that's coming up. We've got our movie coming up. We are still being dirty, filthy beggars and asking for your hard-earned cash.
Yes.
So if you've listened to every episode of us for free now, it's cost you absolutely nothing. You've enjoyed us. And we do this for free because we enjoy it.
Yeah.
But you've had hours and hours of entertainment for nothing. You haven't had to pay for a license fee. You haven't had to listen to any adverts.
There's no Netflix subscriptions.
So, what you could do is, if you've enjoyed it, is you could go to our Indiegogo page and donate. If it's after that, we'll have a PayPal button or something on the website.
We'll sort something out.
Because
at minimum, a fiver, you will get something for everything you give us.
So a fiver gets you a keyring.
And
these keyrings at the moment are handmade by me in my little sweatshop.
Yes.
I'll try and make you the ones that weren't the ones after a few whiskies. I had to stop the other night. I started making them, watching the thing. I had a couple of beers, making them, and then I looked at one of them and I went, I took that much off the paper,
off the edge.
I went, right, quality control, says no.
Better than eBay then. Because, you know, quality control, if you buy something from China on eBay, quality control is very minimal. So we will make sure you get a quality keyring.
So, not keyrings.
Handmade by Philip.
Well, unless we buy some decent ones.
Well, unless we pay somebody else
we'll,
to do
we'll
it.
We'll hopefully be going to pay somebody to do some. We are looking into
but
that.
But at minimum, it's handmade. Handcrafted.
Yes.
With love. And there won't be any blood on it.
Yes. And then, like we said, the £10 mark gets you into a special little website where it's going to have actual genuine content on it that you just
won't get anywhere
get. And on it, there it's going to have videos, different videos we've already recorded one video that's getting edited up at the moment that's us talking about our sort of beer history, and it goes into all sorts. And our editor went, you got very deep in that. I'm like, what?
Did he?
Yeah, he went, you got very deep.
Did we get very deep? I just remember drinking.
Just talking about our life.
Yeah.
So he reckons that, but yeah.
And we're aiming to get some exclusive podcasts,
so
exclusive videos.
There's going to be loads of stuff between now and when we go. And then the week when we go away, there's going to be podcasts coming out on that. There'll be a couple of podcasts coming out for people that don't pay, because we love you guys, you're like us, we're not going to give everything to people that pay.
But there's going to be
some special stuff on there. There's going to be videos, different chats and different stuff. And then up after that, you're getting on to sort of the actual buying of it in a digital format, then getting a physical format, and then a certain amount of money when we premiere it. There's going to be in the Northeast, we'll premiere it at some venue and we'll be there, and you can get VIP, we've got a collector's box. Yeah, there's all sorts of different stuff, and then you can get in the credits. If you are like a brewery or you're minted, you could become our sponsor for it.
Yeah.
We don't have a package for that, because what we'd want to do is we want to tailor that for your needs or your business's needs. So if you're local, especially if you're local, you can use us and abuse us quite a bit. We'll come along and do meets and greets and anything like that. That sounds very thingy.
And it's like, even if you're not a company that's to do with beer, you know, if you're Mike Spanners and all you do is make spanners, you can pay us 10 grand, 5 grand, or possibly less, we'd have to discuss it, and we will wear your hat all week.
Yeah. Also, other things you can do, if you're in a bar, you can stand up and shout, Formal Shark is making a movie, or something like that, record it, put it onto Twitter. The first few people that do it, what we will do is we will buy some t-shirts, we will put a Formal Shark design off with our very badly drawn hands.
Yes.
But that will be a unique Phil and Bob drawn t-shirt. There'll be nothing like it out there in the world.
If you don't want a drawn t-shirt, if you're like, well, I want something that doesn't look like two idiots.
You can get some key rings. Of course we can give you
some key rings, and we can probably sort out like a nice logoed t-shirt.
Yeah, a proper t-shirt. But I would quite like
if you want a handcrafted t-shirt by Phil, and I've seen his drawings, so it will be unique.
Yeah, but if you imagine that on the very small chance, right, we'll say a very, very small chance, right, that we become big, everybody thinks, wow, they're the best at podcasts, and you have a hand-drawn t-shirt by us,
it'll be worth
it. It's cheaper than putting the lottery on. It's free.
Yeah.
All you have to do is make a titty yourself.
You just go, Formal Shark,
I'm making a movie.
Yeah.
And everybody in the pub will just, it'll make nothing to us, but yeah.
And if you do it with a banner with our web address on or something.
Yeah. The more elaborate, the more we'll give you.
Yeah. I mean, we'll free publicity with your bitch, basically. You know.
So you can add us at Formal Shark.
Yes.
You can slash us at Formal Shark for Facebook.
Yes. You can email us, because it'll be working by now.
At sharks@formalshark.co.uk. We're in sync there.
Oh, yeah.
Go to our website, formalshark.co.uk. We're going to add more content to that, more beery things. There's other things on there as well. There's Let's Drink. That's our... No.
This is Let's Drink.
There's Let's Watch, where we watch different movies. So by now, we're hopefully not a depressing movie, because so far on that we've watched three depressing movies.
Yes.
So on there, if any of you have watched these movies and then want to hear our, I'm on all of them. I'm on one, and then
we've got our cameraman.
We've got
it's the Formal Shark crew.
Phil Lloyd is the producer of that one, or the editor, or whatever you want to call it. So basically, once a month we watch a film, we then discuss it afterwards. So stuff like, we watched I, Daniel Blake, we got into the sort of politics and what's going on in the country. We watched
Children of Men.
Children of Men, where we talked about again the future and things that was happening, and some of the cinematography. A lot more of the cinematography in
Me, Earl, and Dan Gill.
But we also talked about the subject matter because it was a good film. So I would recommend sort of listening to them if you like it. It's not as stupid as this.
No,
it's certainly more of us talking.
It's a bit serious.
It's more serious. But heck, we've got to advertise it.
You
can
watch along as well. You can watch it and then listen to it, or you can listen to it while you're watching as like some really terrible.
Why would you do that?
Well, you could be watching it and then.
Why? If it sinks up.
Well, no, but you could watch it and go, this is the worst documentary of this film.
But that's
ever.
What's on the channel. And there'll be more coming on in the future as we come up with crazy ideas.
And various pilots and whatnot.
There's different pilots coming up. We've got a couple of things in the pipeline that'll happen. So
let's drink also on iTunes.
Yeah,
give us some fucking stars on iTunes. There's only one person that's done it. Come on, if you listen to us through an iPhone, stop being stingy, swipe up, put your number in 1, 2, 3, 4 or whatever it is, and then there'll be 5 stars. Press the 5 stars, and if it asks you like, do you want to say something, just put mint.
But we'll
you could put shite if you want, but if you give us 5 stars and say we're shite, that's fine because we've got 5 stars.
But we'll love when you tweet us about beers drinking, tweet us about basically anything, just don't give us dick pics.
Yeah, well, do and we'll extort you, but
yeah, if you give us dick pics, we will just put them back out on Twitter.
Yeah, unless you give us a fiver. But we will give you a key ring for the same thing as well.
I think that's it. I think that's
be our friend.
That's our end of the show. We really enjoyed this show. It's been good. 3 very good beers.
3 really good beers. In fact, you know what? We've not had a terrible beer for a while.
No, I think we're getting better at picking them.
Oh,
we're going more safer. I'm sure I could find we did have a bad beer in our
video
where we did our history and we drank beers that we
drank. So the first part where we drink the shit beer is on YouTube.
The second part where we probably talk far better
isn't. You have to pay money to see that.
£10.
And that gets really deep according to our producer.
We don't think so. We just think we talk about our friendship.
Yeah.
In a frank and honest way.
Yeah.
Depends how we add this up, because I think I said some quite. I can remember them saying, that wasn't going in, that's not going in, that's
really,
not going in.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
So anyway, tatty bye.
Tatty bye, folks.
This was a Formal Shark production. Written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.